This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com.
10-year-old Alex Sims is always on the move. He loves sports, and he excels in school. Like her older brother, Courtney Sims is an athlete and a good student. They have a lot in common, including a digestive disorder.
Last year, I began to notice that Alex and Courtney were coming into my office complaining of stomach aches and gastric distress, you know, shortly after they ate their lunch.
I got gassy, my stomach hurt really bad, and sometimes it just wouldn't go away for a long time.
Alex just started getting sick. He was having acid all the time, and we didn't know what was wrong with him, and back and forth to the doctors, and they said, oh, it was stress, and it was this, and which it could have been because it was, you know, a new year.
Well, and they didn't know what it was, so it was nerve-wracking until we, you know, found out.
Then all of a sudden, Courtney started to get sick.
After months of doctor visits, their diagnosis revealed that Alex and Courtney had the same ailment, lactose intolerance. Lactose is a natural sugar found in milk and other dairy products. The enzyme that digests lactose is called lactase. When people don't have enough lactase to digest the lactose they consume, they're lactose intolerant. Dr. Richard Grand, an expert in lactose intolerance, has seen both Sims children.
For some people with lactose intolerance, drinking milk is living hell. They have a lot of cramps and gas. They have discomfort. They feel embarrassed in public because they may have the urgency to pass gas. They may actually do it, which is even more socially unacceptable.
Undigested lactose draws fluid into the small intestine, causing bloating and cramps. It also feeds bacteria in the large intestine, which give off gas.
Alex's comes out as acid reflux, so he has the constant burning. Courtney, on the other hand, gets excruciating stomach pain that just folds her right over.
I'm just glad they found out what it was, because they were constantly at the nurse's office, missing school, and it was just an ordeal going through all that.
Virtually every infant can digest milk, but after age 5, many children lose their ability to process lactose. Up to 75% of African and African American adults are lactose intolerant, and as many as 90% of people in some Asian countries. Very few Northern Europeans are lactose intolerant, but many Southern Europeans are. The strategy Dr. Grand worked out with the Sims family was part avoidance of milk products and part medication.
What are you having for lunch today?
Pizza.
I do have medication here that I can give them when they know they're going to be eating something such as pizza or cheeseburgers for lunch.
Well, Jackie, you have more pizza.
The pills contain an enzyme similar to lactase, which breaks down the lactose in milk products.
When I eat pizza and I take the pill, I usually don't get the pain.
I'd rather take a pill with my ice cream than get sick, because sometimes when I get sick, I kind of feel like I'm going to throw up.
They're getting better about taking their pills, because they know if they don't take them, they're going to be sick.
Other than that, we try to stay away from the lactose foods.
Avoiding foods that contain lactose brings its own set of problems.
We think that children need the protein in milk. They need the calcium in milk. It's a very good source of fat for babies. And we are very concerned about reducing milk intake unless we have a really good reason for that.
For those who need them, there are non-dairy sources of protein and calcium, ranging from tofu to calcium-fortified orange juice. Lactose intolerance is rare in children under 5, but if children over 5 have pain, gas, nausea, or diarrhea after consuming milk products, parents should consult a pediatrician. For Alex and Courtney, dealing with lactose intolerance is mostly a matter of applying their common sense. One slice of pizza or one glass of milk at a time.